Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm not a betting guy, but for y'all that are, there's Bet Online. If you're into sports betting, Bet Online is where you should go to win money today. Whether it's live bets during games or futures for who you think will win the championship, Bet Online has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next big game, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is a little bit different. Don't talk just UK sports through and through like we normally do, but it's still a fun episode. There's some stuff going on UK-wise. There is, but there kind of isn't. We had, you know, the six guys involved with the fight, Vito Tisdale and Jutah McClain, and the football players are trying to get that sorted out. The volleyball team is going to get their banner, national championship banner, unveiled next week. John Schlarman got a banner on Kroger Field, the first of several things coming up to honor him. So we'll pick up on all those things next week. We had a really fun episode with Dave. We hear about Dave and Ben every week from La Terrain. So enjoy this podcast with Dave from La Terrain. What's going on, y'all? Welcome in to another episode of Believe in Kentucky. Believe.com, Believe Podcast Network, number one podcast network for professionals. Y'all be sure to rate, subscribe, review, and tell your friends about the podcast. Our guest today, this gentleman's ears burn every single week because he's talked about every week on the podcast. You hear us mention La Terrain watches. We got the founder himself, Dave Moggio, founder of La Terrain Watches, on here with us this afternoon. Dave, man, welcome to Believe in Kentucky. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. It's been a while. You know, every week I've just been tuning in and love the show.
So I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading a press release about how he started taking a pH balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what has helped him bounce back from his hospitalization in 2015. He even said, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up." Couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working for him. Cool thing is, we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use the code BELIEVE at checkout, you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, at checkout to get in on the promotion. I know I will. If it worked for him, it can work for you too. Oh, man, I appreciate it. And like I said, I guess last week, you know, had Freddie Maggot on, former UK quarterback, and he had said that he had listened and enjoyed it. And like I told him, I'm trying to get better each and every week. That's kind of how I'm approaching it. So trying to do better this week than I did last week, and hopefully we can do that and put out another good episode for everybody to listen to.
Sounds good to me.
So you said this is your second podcast ever? You said you messaged me and said you had jumped on one before this one, and now you're ready to hop on this one. So this is number
That's
two.
right. So this is number two. Number one, I did a podcast for the University of Georgia, the DGD podcast.
Oh, okay.
The host, Robert, he's outside of Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm located in Charlotte. So it was a pretty good experience, man. First time ever doing it. Might have been a little off in the first couple of questions, but got through it.
Yeah, I think I was on with Robert, and he's a good guy, man. Even
He
if he
is.
is a Georgia Bulldog, he's all right. So,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
yeah.
I was afraid to tell him where I went to college, but we'll just let that one ride.
He's a Georgia guy. Would you go Georgia Tech or Auburn?
No. So they have a big game on September 4th against Clemson. And I went to Clemson for a couple of years
Oh, okay.
back in college. And they're coming to play here in Charlotte. And so I was good about it.
That's right. So, in the Charlotte area, were you born and raised over there in ACC country or?
Oh no. I was born and raised outside of Philadelphia. But I migrated down to North Carolina probably about 13 years ago or so, and lived in Greensboro for a little bit, and then I've been living in Charlotte, and made it my home. Love it here.
It's really nice over there. I always enjoy it. My wife and I pop over there. I live outside of Knoxville, so I'm about 3 hours away. We're about 3 hours from anywhere: Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta,
Yeah.
Birmingham, Lexington. And so we pop over to Charlotte quite a bit. And every time we go over there, we always have to stop at Mert's, Heart and Soul, the restaurant there on College Street downtown.
I've
So
been there.
love it, man. You can't.
I've been there.
Can't
Yeah.
go wrong with the chicken or the catfish or the collard greens or whatever they got, man. You always leave stuffed and feeling good.
Oh, the food here, man, it's really good. Next time you're in town, we'll have to catch up. There's a few places that we can go for barbecue or southern food like that. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, man, tell us about La Touraine. Tell us how the idea first came into your mind or what sparked it to get where it is now with all the fine time pieces and accessories that you have.
Oh man, well, it's a really interesting story. I think I bought my first watch when I was like 14 years old. I was doing chores around the house to save up. I was mowing the lawn, I was, cleaning gutters, I was doing anything I could to earn some cash. And the first watch I ever bought was it was like a Swiss Army watch, and I wore that all the way through high school into college. And I still have it today. And man, does it need to be cleaned, but I still have it. And I've always just been into watches. I always liked just how, they worked, the mechanics of them, like how small they are. And you have like these little gears in them and everything. It always like fascinated me. And as I got through college, it was became like an heirloom. When I turned 21, I got a watch from my mom, and still have that watch too. And as I carried through life, you always had moments kind of marked by like what I was wearing, and what kind of takes you back to time like when you last wore this, kind of signifies something deeper. And so, having that in my background, I saw a lot of what was being sold in $100 price range, $100 price range, and I went way up market to some of the Swiss stuff, and then I went way down market to some of like stuff you'd find in a drugstore. And to me, the majority of the difference really came down to how big their marketing budget was, because that's what basically drove the price. A lot, with a few exceptions, there's a lot of stuff out there that is at a certain price point, like 300 or less, that just really isn't built that well. Doesn't really use a lot of good components in it. And so I researched it more and tried to figure out, okay, how can I do this myself? Because I think everybody deserves something nice, and it took me back to being a kid and saving up my cash. And can you imagine if that watch fell apart? So I went and started to look into how to have it manufactured, what components would work the best. And I started very slowly. I started with just a simple watch, the Minimalist Legacy, and people loved it. And then we just took it from there. And I started in 2018, built the website myself, learned how to do ads myself, built social media myself, obviously had the watches made, had photography done. And ever since, it's just been continual, consistent, like moving forward. And just this week, we announced our newest watch, which is, you know, kind of building on everything else that came before it. So each watch has been just a continual improvement, so that we can get to the point where I can sell something that, you know, someone's kid can save up for and keep for a decade or more for them.
Yeah. So what's the newest one that's out now?
In addition, the newest one that's out now is, it's called the Atlas. This is going to be probably the heaviest design yet, in that solid stainless steel all around, big chunky watch. And it's just using sapphire glass. Like, it uses all the stuff you need to last a decade or more. And that's the whole purpose of most of my watches, is just get something out there that's just going to take the beating of day-to-day wear and not have any issues.
Absolutely. So you literally, from the ground up, started everything from building the media, the website, the whole thing.
Whole thing. Now, I have had some help. Now, it's not just all, you know, I if there was an area where I didn't know what to do, you know, I reached out and got help. And, you know, I definitely had people who showed me the way, as mentors that I met through, you know, Twitter and a few other places that guided me through, here's how to arrange the business and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, until Benjamin came on in 2020 or 2019, I think, one of the 2 years, he's been with us for a while. Until he came on, it was just a one man show. So, you know, it's been very fun to watch it grow.
Absolutely. So, LaTourain.com, you hear it say it on every episode of the podcast, LaTourain.com. In addition to the Atlas, you already got the Standbys, the Legacy, the Navigator, the Compass, the Red Crest, the Voyager, the Silk Rose, which is for the ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. All the bases covered. Absolutely. You scroll on down and you got the advantages of our watches: water resistant, suitable for everyday use, crafted with timeless details, and then they can become a LaTourain VIP. So how can people do that?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the biggest thing is, you want to be able to wear it every day. You don't have to worry about if it gets wet or not, or if you want to go out for a swim, go for a swim. I mean, you know, it should be brought with you anywhere you want to go. And I think what we've done recently is built the things to last in those situations. And all the ones you just listed are the same way. I mean, we want to be able to fill everybody's, you know, some niche in terms of what they're looking for. So we have the Legacy, which is the very simple minimalist watch that you can pass that one down for generations. There's a reason it's called Legacy. The Compass, which is that sporty chronograph that is very popular. Then we also have, of course, the Navigator, which is our pilot watch. And, you know, it just goes from there and just try to fill everybody. So if someone wants a pilot watch, we have one for you. If someone wants a chronograph, we have one for you. And, you know, we've made these to last for the price range that they're in. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. And you got the, you can chat with support on the website too. You can, instead of, you know, social media, you can hit the chat and ask a question and get feedback right there on the website as well. So that's another nice feature for potential customers too.
Yeah, right. Thank you. You'll be talking to me directly when you use that chat bot. So if I'm sleeping, I apologize. But I will get back to you. Saved your messages.
Absolutely. That is good to know as well. You mentioned, you know, the marketing and everything, you know, photography to marketing. A lot of that marketing is, you've partnered up with athletes, former players, coaches, Tony Delk, who was on this podcast for a year, co-hosting with myself. He was already endorsing it individually before you came on and sponsored the podcast. So how did you connect with all of the former players and celebrities that you got endorsed in lots of watches?
This is where Benjamin comes in. I mean, my business partner, Benjamin, he is a very hard worker, very nice guy. Pleasure to work with him every day on this. And he managed to, he knew Tony, I think, from before through his UK connections. And, Tony is just such a nice guy. I mean, working with him was amazing. Walter McCarty, I don't want to start naming names. I know I'll forget somebody, so I apologize up front, but we got Vernon Maxwell, Coach Daugherty. We have so many good people in this space, and my hat's off to Benjamin for helping to get this all connected to try to build this family. We have podcasts like Believe in Kentucky, and it's just building that network of really, really amazing people. And I think that's been one of the coolest things about all of this is just getting to meet, getting to talk to people that I grew up watching on TV. I mean, it's crazy to me sometimes that, Tony Delk is wearing my watch. I mean, it means the world to me. It just means the world to me. And sometimes I'm just like, I feel like it's not real, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's Benjamin, man. Benjamin's done such a great job.
Yeah, so it was. New Ben's ears will be burning too, because every episode is talk about Dave, talk about Ben, all things that La Terrain is doing. And Ben is, the one with the Kentucky ties. Mount Sterling is where he's at. So he, he bleeds blue. And you guys even did the commemorative 25th anniversary edition for the 96 champs. Then that watch was. That thing was unbelievable, man.
Yeah, that one was tough because we had everything set up. Like, I had the manufacturer, I had the design. We did pre-orders for it, and we ran marketing for it. I spent, money on ads for it. And at the end of the day, we just couldn't get enough people to purchase it for production run. So I refunded the people who did pay for it, what they paid. And it was just sad because, I know that we really all wanted to do this for Tony and Walter, and we wanted to do this for UK fans everywhere. And maybe in the future we will. But, it just didn't work out that time. And, maybe next time we can put something together that makes a little more sense and we can get this going for people. Because I do think that, that team was, probably the best ever in college basketball history. And I think that I know that was the team that I was watching on TV as a kid. Tony just lighting up people was insane to watch. I think he was one of the first players that you could just watch him just hit threes all game long. And, seeing that and seeing how Walter's game translated, it was just really special for us to be able to partner with them to do something like this. And then next time we'll get something together for him and for all UK fans as well.
That sounds good. So were you in Philly watching the 96 team? Were you?
I was. There?
Okay.
I was. So there was a little player from Georgetown that I think we all know who I was watching very closely because of the NBA draft that was coming up, and I was a Sixers fan. And of course he saw Kentucky that year, and Tony was just, man. I mean, I would watch AI, but I mean, you tune in when Kentucky was playing because they were so good. And I just remember Tony just like, it seemed like he just couldn't miss. He was just on fire that entire tournament. Definitely tuning in to watch them.
Yeah. So you're a Sixers fan. I guess are you Eagles and Phillies? And
I try to keep it quiet because I know you're a Cowboys fan, a Braves fan. But, I was born there, man. I was born in Allentown, PA, an hour outside of Philadelphia. And if you were not a Philadelphia fan, something was wrong with you. So it's ingrained in you to be a Philly fan. And even though I'm in North Carolina now, I mean, shout out to Philly Sports Network and all the Philly pods that are out there because, I'm a Philly guy. But, that said, I mean, I love watching good players anywhere. unless they're wearing the Cowboys uniform.
Got
That's all
two
good. You
meetings.
guys will you guys will probably beat us pretty soundly this year. It's all good.
We'll see. I'm in wait and see mode. Just
yeah.
McCarthy,
Same here.
McCarthy. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I don't know, man. NFC East, you just never know. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah. No repeat winner in years. Nobody's went back to back in I don't know how long. So, you know,
early 2000s maybe.
Yeah, and I always say, and I think even every fan base, every, you know, fan of all the teams, we could all agree on this. I think the NFC East is historically the most prestigious division in NFL because you have the Cowboys with 5 Super Bowls, the Giants with 4, the Washington football team with 3. And the Eagles finally contributed one. They finally brought one to the table. So that's 13 of the 50, however many Super Bowls there's been. So like roughly 25% of the trophies are in the NFC East. Mm-hmm. So last year, when like 6-10 won a division and we were the worst division in the league, that's foreign territory for us.
It was. This is a weird year. I mean, I think sports in general were just off a little bit last year because of everything going on. But yeah, I think NFC East will be back. You know that. I mean, most physical division. And I think that they're getting more young talent into the division as they've been picking up draft picks. And, you know, maybe not this year, but I could see them in the Super Bowl again next few years. Easy.
No, I'm not talking about Kentucky a lot, but this past draft, you know, Jamin Davis, the linebacker from Kentucky, goes to the Washington football team, and the Cowboys picked the linebacker 6 or 7 spots earlier from Penn State, the Micah Parsons kid. I was hoping they would get, you know, Jamin Davis. They did get Quentin Bohanna and Kelvin Joseph, defensive tackle and a cornerback from Kentucky. So, you know, three cats right there on the two teams. And I'm already dreading seeing Jamin Davis. He's probably going to wreak havoc for the next 12 years against the Cowboys, and he's going to be doing it in that Washington uniform. So that's going to be tough to watch.
A shout out to Kelvin, though. I know he's gotten some Australian love, so shout out to him. I hope he does well. I mean, he's going to do well. And the rest of the UK players, I think going to the NFL has got to be so exciting for them. And I mean, I'm excited to see how their careers grow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's hard to believe it. I mean, it's right around the corner. You know, the NFL, you know, here as soon as September rolls around, they'll be starting. The week before that is college, but this coming week, a lot of Big Ten teams are already playing. You know, Illinois and Wisconsin and some of those guys are going to be playing this weekend. So, you know, the whole wait for football is over, and high school has already started. So,
good.
Absolutely.
I really, you know, I know this isn't an Eagles podcast, but I really want to see what they do this year because there's a lot of unknowns. And, you know, they've made a lot of moves. They made a lot of draft picks. They have a new coach. It'd be interesting to see how that all works out together.
Yeah.
I think the games against Dallas are going to be, as always, very tough. But, you know, I want to see what Jalen Hurts has. I think that's going to be exciting to see what we actually have at quarterback this year.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, everybody beating each other up every
week.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Knockdown dragouts every Sunday. Eagles, Giants,
every Sunday.
Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, football team, however you slice it, it's going to be the way it's always been, and whoever survives.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey, I do want to say something, though. Sixers fan and Maxie, he had a really good playoff run. I mean, I was hoping that Doc would give him more playing time towards the end because he was one of the few that was stepping up to the challenge off of the bench.
Yeah.
So I think he's got a bright future ahead.
He sure has. He the first game against Michigan State, you know, when he was at UK, you know, he lit it up and, you know, just kind of caught fire. And he was tearing it up again. Like you said, he came on strong at the end for the Sixers, and
mm-hmm.
he's had some good summer league games already. Mm-hmm. And so he's, a confident young guy, and it's only gonna continue to get better the more he figures things out.
That's what they need. They need someone that can take that shot. Ever since they lost Butler, they just hadn't had that person that just has that dog in them to take over at the very end. Because Embiid gets tired, he gets in foul trouble, and he's in the post. It's harder to get him the ball. But to have a wing that can just step up and, take over and take that shot is something that you need to win. And I think he was showing a lot of really good leadership out there. It was impressive to watch him.
Absolutely. We
Big
had
total steal.
had Jake Fisher on, who had his new book out, about
Yeah.
how tanking. Born Built to Lose, how teams have purposely been tanking throughout the history of the NBA. And of course, he's a Philly guy like yourself. And so I asked him, the favorite places to go for Philly cheesesteaks. So I got to ask you the same thing because
Oh, okay.
I've never been to Philly. So all I know is the tourist
Really?
thing, Pat's or Geno's, the stuff you hear as a tourist. But you, as a local, would know the
Yeah.
real places that's, forget that stuff that's, touristy. So where would we go?
Yeah. Well, at least that stuff's touristy. So that's a good start. You'd avoid South Street altogether. Really, first of all, I'm from Allentown, so to claim Philly as my own would be horrible for anyone that's from Philly. But what I will say is that I would go down like pretty much every weekend, and the place that I would go to cheesesteaks is De Alessandro's in Roxborough. That is my pick for best cheesesteak in Philly.
Sandro's. Now, how far is Allentown from Philadelphia?
About an hour, 45 minutes if you're pushing it, but about an hour.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
it's like a straight shot down 476.
Okay, so yeah, I have to scratch Philadelphia off the list one day as a
You should. Just whatever you do, don't go to an Eagles game wearing a Cowboys jersey or any Cowboys gear.
Y'all need to calm down, man. Y'all need to chill a little bit and stop trying to just beat people up because of a.
I'll tell you a story, and this is true. I went to a Monday Night Football game there. They're playing the Panthers, and I'm in Philly. Just got my ticket punch, walking up the steps into the stadium, and there's two dudes wearing Philly jerseys. They're just throwing haymakers at each other, and the game hadn't even started yet. So,
Two Philly fans?
two Philly fans.
Eagles fans, Lord.
Yeah, two Eagles fans. So if they can't even get along with each other, how are they going to get along with anybody else?
that's true. That's true.
Man,
That
game
is
hasn't even
true.
started
Yeah.
yet.
It's notor hey, y'all, the reputation is well earned, man.
Sadly, it's
Yeah.
like I long ago stopped trying to defend it. It is what it is at this point.
Absolutely. So you just mentioned that the Atlas is the newest one. What looking further down the road, what else y'all got in the works for La Terrain as far as watches or accessories or
Oh yeah.
into the collection?
So the Atlas, that'll be coming out in October. We have the pre-order sales live in the website right now. Quantities are really limited on them, and I have 10 of each coming in. So that's what I mean by limited. And after that, we're going to be doing a diver watch. And so the diver, I'm trying to trap a little bit of a unique spin on it because every brand out there has a diver watch that looks pretty similar. So I'm going to try to put a little bit of a spin on it. I'm hoping to get that wrapped up by the end of the year, so that it's around Christmas time, people have something nice to pick up. But that's the next thing after Atlas is that diver watch that, I know Tony likes the look of a diver, and I know that the 25th was a bit of a diver look. So we're gonna push forward with it.
Sounds good. And people can follow you on Twitter at Dave_watches and La Terrain is at La Terrain on Twitter. So everybody check them out. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, at La Terrain. And if y'all would like to have your business or product advertised and promoted on the podcast, just go to believe.com and hit contact us. You can get in touch with them at the network. We can talk about whatever you have, just like we talk about La Terrain each and every episode. Talk about Dave and Ben. Talk about Lots of Rain. We talk about the Compass. We talk about the Voyager. We're going to start talking about the Atlas that's on the way. Talk about your business or product the exact same way. We'll promote it just the same on our social media. We'll put it on Instagram and the Twitter for Believing Kentucky and Facebook. And because I love to share whatever new stuff you put out on the website or your page, I kind of try to share it from time to time. And in addition to just talking about it, get people to see the post about it as well. So good stuff, man.
Yeah, man. I hope someone takes you up on that offer. Everybody should do it. I gotta say, being on this podcast, that was our first big break for advertising, and it's worked out really well. And yeah, I hope more people join. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, and appreciate it. We're definitely gonna keep on talking it up. And for everybody that goes to La Touraine, tell them you heard about it on Believing Kentucky. Tell Dave, hey, I heard it on the podcast, and go and check out a watch. I just went and bought me a Voyager, you know, got me a Red Crest. Definitely let us know, give the good feedback. In addition to everything that you're doing, you know, starting the company, growing it, bringing Ben along, getting all the former players to endorse it, you recently became a new father. So how is that going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, it feels like a second life has begun a bit, right? Like, I had like three kids and then after kids. Mm-hmm. Now I have a son. He's a little bit over 3 months now, and actually he's gonna turn 4 months in a couple of weeks. So we're at the halfway point, and it's been great, honestly. Definitely looking forward to, you know, the trouble we'll both get into together. My poor wife has her hands full, having two children in the house now instead of just me. So it's gonna be good. I'm looking really forward to it.
Yeah, he's 3.5 months now, so you're starting to probably see a little personality. He's smiling and laughing, and he, you know, you can see the wheels turning when he's looking around, and you see him taking stuff in. So it's a good age right now. Sure.
Yeah. He's starting to have a bit of an interactive personality to him now, and you know, it's fun playing with him because he's starting to respond to everything again. So that's really, you're right. It is that time.
You're gonna start to see stuff that reminds you of yourself. Your wife will see stuff that reminds her of herself, and some of those traits you'll be like, yeah, and some of them you'll be like, oh man, and that's you'd be like, they're little mini versions of you. So that's what you're going to see in addition to that. And that's a trip, man. You're like, whoa, man.
She's in trouble.
Not honest. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, you're right. We're definitely going to start seeing that. It's funny, depending on who, you know, we have like friends or family over, you know, to meet them. And depending on who it is, they're like, oh, he looks like you, you know, my wife, Sarah. Oh, he looks like you. And it's like, you know, same baby, two different people. So it's gonna be really interesting to see how this all shapes out.
Yep, different points of view for sure.
Yep.
But you know, 3.5 months. You know, the getting them on a sleep schedule to sleep at night. That's however easy or hard that is. The teething that's coming. The teaching him to get him potty trained, all of those phases that you're about to get to while you're going through it. You know, we talked about it a little bit before we start recording, you might seem like it's never going to end. Oh, is he ever going to sleep through the night? Oh, you or your wife taking turns, whoever's getting up, however that's working out. Or, oh, his teeth, are these teeth ever going to come in? Is he ever going to stop being miserable? You know, what? It seems like it's like, oh, and you kind of get zombified and you're like, oh, you're just dragging around. When you get through it, in hindsight, you know, it's like, well, that teething wasn't as bad. We made it. We made it. Now we're on the potty training. Oh, we made it through the sleeping, and now he sleeps all night. You get through it. It doesn't seem like you're going to, but you will.
You know, we got through the 2 month period, like I think the first 6 weeks, and you know, I think it's like he's leveling us up too. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I know you're right. You have a lot more experience than I do.
y'all look up, and he's, you know, 4 years old running around. You're like, phew. And it's just like that. It really is, Dave. It sure is.
Oh man. Well, we'll have to. I'm looking forward to that because we'll have to bring him around and get to meet some people. It'll be
Yeah,
fun.
that's for sure. Well, this has been fun. And look, everybody, we've been talking lots of rain. Now you get to hear from the main man himself. Had Dave on here talking about it, bragging on Ben. And of course, Ben is bleeding blue like everybody listening. So, man, appreciate you taking the time to hop on the podcast. You killed it.
Hey,
It's hard to believe this is just your second one. You're just a pro at it. So, yeah, man.
been working from home for a while now, you know. So, but no, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, Ben, thank you again. But no, thank you, Vinny. And thank you, Tony, and everyone else who is associated with BBN. You all have been fantastic, and really it means a lot to me. So, thank you very much.
I appreciate you, like, been with Tony before you even knew who I was, and you still graciously joined in and sponsored this podcast that we did, and been on here every week. And we definitely appreciate all you guys have done, and want to try to let everybody in BBN know what a great product that La Terrain really is. And y'all definitely be sure to listen to this episode and tell your friends about it. Go straight to Believe.com and check it out, or it'll also be on aseaofblue.com. Jason Markham and all the guys, Big Blue Drew and James Strebel and everybody there, always puts every episode of Believe in Kentucky on A Sea of Blue. And they're, appreciate them kind of promoting it, getting the word out as well. It's very cool of them to do it. So whichever way you want to listen, just be sure you do and post it, retweet it. Tell your friends about it, that good old-fashioned, old-school word of mouth, and you can't beat that either. Tell your friends about La Terrain as well.
That's right. Thank you. And I hope everybody has a great 2021 football season.
Yeah, it's finally here. We're excited about it, and appreciate you, Dave. And this has been another wonderful, fun episode of Believe in Kentucky, brought to you by Bet Online. So we'll see everybody next week. Appreciate y'all listening.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.